All right. So, what we'll do again in the next 15 minutes is I'll learn a little bit about you, just who you are, your name, do you work in tech, or if not, what do you do? And then, secondly, we will talk a little bit about your kind of online research and decision-making process. And then I will show you our app and get your unfiltered, honest opinion about our early prototype. And so, why don't we start with you? Tell us a little bit
Thank
about you.
you. That is great. It sounds like a good idea. My name is Crystal McDonald. I am a pharmacy technician. Can I say the company?
Sure.
With Walgreens. And basically, I'm a resolution specialist. Anytime that anyone, doctor, prescriber, hospice, assisted living, has any issues with prescriptions or getting them, refilling them, the status, coordinating with insurance, that's what I handle.
Nice. And you shared a couple of things in the Calendly registration about things that you've considered recently. So groceries, clothing, and colleges. So I'm wondering maybe if we could focus on clothing. Just because that sort of fits a little bit more into the framework of the product
Sure.
or the web app at this point. So share with me a little bit about how maybe a recent clothing purchase and how you might go about doing that, and does online research play into that?
Basically, for my job, I have to have clothing that not only looks professional but is comfortable because a lot of time of the day I'm sitting, standing, moving around, doing a lot of different things. So I'll go online to research clothing that fits me. I'm a plus size girl, so I need plus size clothing. Basically, so I'll do research on stuff that's within my budget, stuff that's comfortable but also looks stylish.
Nice.
And then what else is important to me is delivery. Because of COVID, I want to make sure I get delivery in a timely manner.
Gotcha. So, what types of websites have you found, or how do you usually start your search?
Usually I'll start my search within Google or Amazon.
Okay.
Because I do am an Amazon Prime member. So I will start my search within those two areas. If I can't find what I need within Amazon, I'll go to Google and search for plus size business casual wear and see what comes up, and I go from there.
Okay, gotcha. And so you mentioned a couple of different criteria that's really important to you. One is whether it's delivered, like if it will be delivered on time, if it's comfortable. Kind of how do you assess those different criteria? Obviously, you'll get shipping information, but do you read reviews? Like, do you look
Yes, I
for,
read reviews. I also look to the type of material that is used. I depend heavily on good descriptions of what materials are used and how they're made. I also do depend on reviews.
Do you have particular materials that you prefer?
Yes, I like soft, flowing, bohemian type material. Nothing that is restrictive or stiff. So I prefer cottons, hemps, cotton blends.
Do you happen to have any of the URLs that where you've purchased in the past that you could share from
I
maybe
just
like
got a
your
new
Amazon?
phone, so I'm not sure I have the history
Okay, no
of this
worries, no
phone.
worries.
Great, because I had my iPhone that I turned in,
Okay,
so
yeah, no
that
worries.
probably had my Google history on it. This phone, I've just got this phone literally just a few weeks ago, and I haven't made any recent purchases or looked for anything, so I'm really sorry I don't
No
have
worries. No worries. I'm going to recreate the search that you just shared. I'm gonna see if I can pull this information into Moon to kind of give you a more of a customized experience, if possible. We'll see. We'll see if it works.
Sure.
So let me just pull a couple examples that I'm finding.
Sorry, I don't know how to hold this camera so that you can see me because it's a new phone. And it's so, that's, this phone is so huge too, right?
I'm not used that's to. Okay.
I'm not used to the Galaxy phone.
Oh yeah, nice. So you, just because I've known you for a long time, you also cook a lot. How do you manage your recipes?
Oh, I have, because I'm also a working mom, I do delivery through meal prepared kits.
Okay.
So that the kids can make things on their own when I'm working late or mm-hmm. not available to cook.
Okay.
So we get food delivery through Instacart for items that are not prepared meals. And okay. then I do food delivery through EveryPlate. What's the other one that I use? Home Chef. I do a lot of research on actually food delivery a lot because okay. I switch back and forth.
Okay. And what types of things do you look for as far as you know, when you are considering that?
I have a vegetarian in the house. Daniel is a vegetarian. So he's not a strict vegetarian. He will eat eggs. He's not a vegan. So I look for meals that will satisfy his palate or that are easy to take the protein and put the protein aside. Like the chicken or the meal and let the rest of the meal is good enough for him to add to or eat. Like he will add some quinoa or something for his protein. I look for items that are nutritious, that have good reviews, that is also fits in my budget because I am a single mom. So all of those factors have to go into me choosing who I choose to deliver my food. I have been doing grocery delivery since May because of COVID-19. Mm-hmm. We haven't gone to the grocery store. I have tried the grocery stores themselves, like going to their own delivery, but I've found that Instacart is the best for me because they shop in real time, they can text you different items, or if an item's not available, they can offer suggestions. And I find that to be really helpful.
That's great. Okay. And when you're looking for these different things, do you keep tab open? Like, do you bookmark things? Kind of how do you save the ones that you're considering?
I don't do a lot of bookmarking because honestly, I don't know how to bookmark things on this new phone. But I normally would do that, but my son has taken over my laptop because of COVID again. He's doing a lot of Zoom classes and online classes, so I've been using my phone. I haven't done bookmarks, but what I do is I do a lot of old school just writing stuff down. Sorry, I'm old, and compare.
Nice. Okay. So I'm going to show you a couple options. I actually had put together some items for you, but I see that it's not working.
Cool.
So that's exciting. Let's see. Maybe it'll work by the time that we get in there. But what I was hoping to show you was a couple different options of your, you know, clothing options. Mm-hmm. And then you could kind of see how it works for that. In lieu of that, because it doesn't seem to be responding, and, you know, we're in prototype, early beta, early alpha. So the on the fly is not working as well as I'd like. But so in lieu of that, I'm going to show you kind of a side-by-side view of some different recipes. And the idea is that it's been, you know, URLs have been collected for recipes that you might be interested in cooking. So I know that this is not the way that you do things right now, and you have your favorite recipes, and then, but what you were just discussing as far as having things delivered, even prepackaged food delivered, this may not fit into your current world, but it'll give you a view of how the app works.
Okay.
So, and we'll just take about 5 more minutes. I'm going to go ahead and show you the screen. And
oh, cool.
I'm curious what your initial reaction is. So tell me a little bit more about that initial reaction. What is it that's cool about this for you?
I like that it has a star rating and pictures. It's really important. A lot of times you look for recipes, they don't have the pictures. You want to see what the food is going to look like or what it's supposed to look like.
Nice. And what does it look like?
How do you search
like
for the food? How do you, I don't see like a search for like, yeah, what if I wanted like vegetarian recipes.
Yeah. So this is actually after you do searches. So you've already kind of selected these and added them to a collection of recipes. So in this case, this is like, okay, you have like 7 or 20 garlic recipes, garlic pasta recipes. And then that's all on the right, all the different ones that you've kind of copied the link into Moon. And then you can basically select from this list which ones you might want to see side by side.
And then I could save them for later.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really neat.
Yeah. So is that the most attractive part, the saving for later?
Yeah, because like I told you, I'm not very good at saving bookmarks. It would be nice to have things like, could I have like my recipes and my clothing shops in one place?
Yeah. So this is actually, Moon is meant to have any number of collections that you might want.
Oh, neat.
So you could, so this one unfortunately isn't showing, but this is like the example. So we have recipes, somebody was looking for apartments, and kind of, you know, looking at what the
price is. So I save my different pages, like it's like it'll save everything in one place.
Yeah. So you create the collection name. So recipe, apartment, shopping, books, you decide what these are, and then you add URLs. So the things that are interesting to you that you would want to save, you would add them to here. Yeah. To any.
That's kind of neat.
Yep. So you could create another collection. You might want to call it, you know, business casual attire, for example. Uh-huh. It's not letting me do that right now, so that's fine. I think I see what's going on. I think I have to actually, I think I have to log in.
You have to be in somebody's profile.
Yeah, so I think I actually have to log in. So this would be an example. It doesn't have the photos here, but yeah, you could have dresses, you could have gift options, you could save lists of gifts that you might want to share with family members. Or, you know,
and
these
so you
are,
could share your page with other people?
Yep, either privately or publicly.
Oh, cool. So like if I wanted to share a cool recipe I found with you, I could share that with you.
Yep. Or a list of recipes. And I definitely would love to have your recipes. You do have, so you've written down a lot of recipes. Would you want to be able to upload them or have them imported somehow?
If somebody would do that for me.
Yeah. So at this point,
I don't have time to do that.
But yeah.
That would be like, cool if I did, because I do have a lot of recipes that I've invented myself or have been passed down through my family, that I would love to have all online so that I could easily share that with other people, including the boys, like when they go to college or on their own, I could be say, hey, this sounds good. Try this. Because they're both getting into cooking. So
that's so awesome. Yeah, but exactly. So this, and do you typically, would you have, do you have wish lists or lists of things that you're considering for books or for shopping, like for clothing?
I do have that on Amazon. I do have a wish list. What I'll do is I'll go through Amazon and I'll see something. I'll be like, oh, okay. And so I'll save it for, I'll put it on my wish list. And then come payday, I will see what fits into my budget, and I'll pick off the wish list of what I want to purchase.
Nice.
Because you do a lot of research on something, you don't want to lose it.
Yep, that's right. And this is a view, like, pretend these are dresses.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be helpful to compare things across?
Absolutely, because then I could not only compare pricing, I can compare delivery, I could compare, fabric reviews, because I see there's, like a star rating.
Mm-hmm.
And then I could just go to whatever website I want to make that purchase, and it has one place that I could save until, I've budgeted for it.
Cool. That's awesome. Yeah. And so right now what you're using is Amazon wish list. Do you use Pinterest at all?
No, I don't use Pinterest. It's just too messy, complicated for me.
Okay.
I don't feel like it's very organized, even though it appears like it's just so professionally organized. I don't find that's my own experience.
Okay. Gotcha.
I must not be very good at it.
No,
it's kind of a mess. Pinterester.
That's what we hear a lot. So no, it's not you. Don't worry. So, okay, great. I'm going to try just one last thing to see if I can log in to the account so that you can actually see it a little bit better. Let me just see if this will work so that before we wrap up. In general, what is kind of your initial impression compared to Amazon?
It seems really clean. It doesn't seem too messy or complicated. I like that a lot, because I don't like it when there's like 1500 buttons to click. There's too much going on. I don't like that. I'm a working mom. I'm busy. I don't have time to spend 15 minutes just trying to get used to the software.
Yep.
I want to be able just to click on something, save it into a area. That's what appeals to me about the Amazon wish list. I can just add it to the wish list and come back to it later. That's what I would like. That's what seems like I like. I like that it's broken down into ratings.
Mm-hmm.
I like that it's broken down on the side, and then it's not messy, complicated, that it's clean, looks like it's easy to navigate. Those are things that appeal to me. I mean, I don't have time. If it adds extra work to me, then it's not worth it.
Gotcha.
Just like, cool. That's why Instacart appealed to me. If it adds extra work, then it's not worth doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because my time is very valuable. So that's what I have to say about that.
I love it. Okay. It's great. I really appreciate your time. And as a thank you, I will send you a $5 Amazon gift card. And is it okay
Thanks.
If I use
I have
this
things on my Amazon wish list?
Perfect. Would it work for me to use the email that you used for Calendly?
Yeah, you can just send it to there. That's like my generic email.
Okay, perfect. Okay, well, this was super helpful and so fun to see you. Again, I'm recording this, but I'll just share the audio per your request.
Okay.
And your feedback was fantastic. I really appreciate it.
Oh, good. I hope it's helpful. I miss seeing you too.
Yeah, it's good to see your
bright,
face.
Sunny face. Oh, I know. This is not my normal look. Trust me.
Well, I appreciate